This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris of Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Bob Main from Handgun World Podcast. And this hour, we also have another person who is helping us host this program for Bill, who's coming back from SHOT Show. So Dr. John Adeen, an orthopedic surgeon in San Antonio, Texas, is with us, and he is also with Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Dr. John, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be on Bill's show. We miss Bill, but you know what? We can have some fun, too.
We're having fun with Bill's show. This is great.
Yeah, it's like you have to bring it back, though, without too many dents, unlike my car from yesterday, where a deer ran into my front quarter panel full speed.
Oh, that happened to me once, too.
Yeah, we can't put his show back in that condition. You know, my front door doesn't want to open now. We have to let his doors open and run. Okay. So.
Don't break Bill's show. Put everything
we don't want to break it.
Found it.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm here with two highly experienced amateur instructors, meaning it's not a full-time job. You're in it for the passion. You study it constantly. I have a question. There's a lot of things we'll talk about. We have to talk about Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners at some point. But right now, we've had this ongoing debate. You want to be a good shooter. You want to be a responsible shooter. Does that mean you keep taking more and more advanced courses, or is advanced shooting the basics done to a higher and higher standard? Bob, I want you to jump in first.
Okay. You know, I think frequency of training is more important than the level of training. In other words, what I mean by that is if you took the same class every year for three consecutive years, I personally think that most shooters are probably going to get more out of that than if they take one class 1 month and then wait three more months and take the advanced version and then, I'll go off and do something else here another 5 or 6 months. I'm not saying don't do that, but I think frequency is more important because, let's face it, most people might, and I say might, go to a class once every 2 or 3 years. That's not very good frequency. So that's my opinion on that.
So I'm going to paraphrase. What you're telling me is we don't get everything out of the courses when we go to them. So we come away, with 10, 20%?
Yeah, absolutely. Repetition is the mother of learning. I've been teaching people things for a long time. You know, sales training, gun training, everything. Repetition is the mother of learning. I'll say that again. Repetition is the mother of learning.
You mean why you repeated that?
Yeah, exactly. Did I repeat that? Oh, that's because it must be second nature in my brain. That's the way shooting is, and I think Dr. John can attest to that too. I think that he probably will tell you that, you know, from a medical perspective, you know, repetition, especially doing surgeries, it's important, isn't it, John?
Of course, you know, you don't want the guy that's doing his first surgery to do your surgery. You want the guy that's done 200 or 500 or 1,000 of them. Because everything, there are nuances and there are, small details that the rookie doesn't get that the experienced person does. And it's with shooting too. You know, you don't know what you don't know, and until you are exposed to it and have experienced it and, you know, been trained and taught, you may not even, have a clue as to what you're missing. When somebody who's more experienced will see the same thing and get the nuanced points out of it.
Well, Bob, I sandbagged you here, and that's because I had John here. He brings it to mind. John, you're a surgeon.
Yeah.
Your hands are inside human beings. You have, I mean, nobody does that for sport. They're doing it because they're facing a serious, sometimes life-threatening situation, and yet because it's so serious, you go back and take continuing education.
Sure. We're required to do that to maintain licensure and also to maintain board certification. And then we also have to take tests periodically, too. And your test taking doesn't end once you get your certification and your license. You have to keep up on things. You want somebody who's, you know, let's put it this way. I don't do the same things now that I did 20 years ago when I first got started in children's orthopedics. Techniques have evolved. Equipment has become better and better. And our knowledge base grows exponentially every year. That's why we have all these medical journals. And so the whole trick is to keep up with that breadth of knowledge base and education so that you can provide the best care possible.
Well, let me turn that question around. Would you still be providing state-of-the-art care if you never had a colleague look over your shoulder to see how you were doing?
No, we help each other. So, you know, as colleagues, we learn from each other. You know, we develop techniques. There's one thing that I do with a specific type of fracture that I don't think anybody else does. And it's the way I put a metal rod in the forearm, and I put a little bend in it right before I shove it all the way down, and that corrects translation in the radius. But I don't know of anybody else that does that technique. And I learned it on my own. I figured out I saw a problem. I figured out how to solve it. And so we can pass those things on to our colleagues.
On the other hand, you take continuing education with firearms, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a. I've called myself a training junkie on more than one occasion. Of course, Bob knows that because I've said that on his show. So,
Of course, you've taken a couple of my classes too.
I've taken all of your classes, Bob.
All of my classes. That's right. And I thank you for that. You know, for the listener's benefit, I want to emphasize something that John just said in the last couple of minutes. You know, let's compare what he said to the average gun owner. The average gun owner, you hear things like, well, you know, my uncle Roger taught me how to shoot back in 1989, and so now I'm fine now. John, what if you said, well, you know, Dr. So-and-so taught me orthopedic surgery back in 1989, and I'm good now.
If you're operating on me, I have an opinion.
Again, you know, medicine in 1989 is very different than medicine in 2018.
And so it's defensive shooting.
And absolutely. Well, you know, the equipment's changed. The firearms have become, some people would say better. Some people would say not better. But it depends if you're a 1911 fan.
I knew it.
Or not.
You had to go there.
I don't mind. I'll shoot a gun with a thumb safety or I'll shoot one without it. It doesn't make a difference. Of course, you know, I'm starting to like those red dots because my eyes are getting older. So I've learned to run a gun with a red dot, and I think that's a good thing. And those are advances in technology, but also advances in training and technique. Because we didn't have red dots, you know, 20 years ago, nobody was shooting with a red dot. Well, now that they're available and they actually come stock on some guns. So that's kind of an analogy, you know, and same thing in orthopedics. Our equipment has changed. We had rods that were straight, that were made out of stainless steel. And then we went to some titanium rods, which kind of has more of a modulus of elasticity of bone, right? That's engineering stuff. Rob knows that kind of stuff.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He likes that. And so in adults, we use lock nails. But in children, when you put a lock nail in the way you put it in an adult, you have a good chance of knocking off the blood supply to the femoral head. But then somebody got smart and put a nail down a trochanter. So go ahead.
John,
we're going to go to the next break.
Stop. We have to stop. We're crashing into a break. You're as bad as Lloyd. Jesus. Yeah. Doctors and computer programmers can't watch time. When we come back, I have some more questions for Dr. John. Like, how would you feel if you weren't sure about the surgery you performed? That'd scare you to death. Well, you carry a gun. How do you feel about it there? Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be right back.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendabite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Dr. Johnny Dean from San Antonio. I'm a pediatric orthopedic surgeon and the membership director for Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and a self-admitted training junkie.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast. And, you know, John is not only one of our co-hosts this hour, but he's also one of our guests. And I'd like to start off this segment, John, to ask you to elaborate on something you said in the last segment. You were talking about the fact that you have to take continuing education to maintain your license as a medical doctor. So would you advise people that carry a gun for self-defense to do the same?
Well, I think that we as gun owners and concealed carriers have a responsibility to not only ourselves but the community in general to train. Now, I don't think that it should be government-mandated training, because that can be abused. All you got to do is look around, at what the requirements are to get a concealed license in some of the different states. You know, in some states you have 4 hours of training, but in other states you have, what, 16 hours or?
Yes.
You know, yeah, some states are 16 hours. I think it's Illinois.
Right. So, you know, that kind of mandatory stuff, I think, can be abused. And so in my worldview, I guess, from lack of a better way of putting it, I think we have the responsibility to maintain our skills and to train, and so that we understand, you know, use of force law. We know the mechanics of how to shoot. And you know, how to reload and deal with malfunctions if we ever have to deal with that, although that's fortunately a rarity. But you never know. You know, you never know. And you need to have skills, and you need to have confidence to be able to make the shot when you need to make the shot.
That's okay. You just – perfect. Sometimes I'm just lucky. John, you're a doctor, and things go wrong, you know? Well, a malfunction, not just a malfunction. Oh, we didn't see that. Look, this patient isn't exactly what I expected to see. You have to interpret things in the moment.
Right. You have to make instantaneous decisions on the OR table.
Right.
You have to analyze data. You have to see what's going on. And then you have to make a decision and you have to act.
Okay,
you don't have time.
Okay. Now, here's my point to you. You take recurring training, and I'm gonna submit that the reason you go back and get training is because when you have to make it up in that instant, you would hate to second guess yourself and gone, man, if I'd thought about it ahead of time, I would have done something completely different. I probably just messed up. That's got to be every doctor's nightmare.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be in that position. The other thing is, you know, you have colleagues that you can always say, hey, what's, you know. Here I am. I'm doing this. This is what's going on. You know, I've done that before from the OR. I called my partner and say, hey, this is what's going on. What do you think I should do?
Well, you know? in that sense, in an operating room, you have more time than you will in a self-defense situation.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I was going to chime in here and say, you don't have time to get on the phone and call a buddy when you're being attacked by a bad guy. You know,
right.
you can't phone a friend. This is not that TV show. You better know what you're doing. And that's what I was alluding to in my previous comments, is that too many people think, okay, I've taken my concealed carry class. I'm good now. I know what I need to know.
No, you don't. Wow. None of us know.
Yeah. No, none of us know. And I'm not to make little of what you do, John. It's fantastic. But the thing is that, you know, you do have sometimes the luxury to consult somebody else.
Right. But then there are other times when the blood's pumping and you got to get
and
in
you
there
don't.
And get it stopping.
And you don't have time. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you're well-trained when the blood is spurting. You're well-trained as to what to do.
Right. In most surgeries, you actually have a plan in your head what you're going to do, and you have plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan D. And so you really have backup plans, and you have equipment. I'm serious. Whenever if I'm doing a complicated surgery, I have a plan in my head of this is the way it should go. And if I run into this problem, I'm going to go to this technique. And if I have that problem, I'm going to that technique, and I have to have the equipment available to use those techniques if plan A doesn't work.
And it's the same thing with defending yourself with a gun. You know, right. if you get on YouTube and you look up active self-protection and you look at all those self-defense videos that John analyzes on that YouTube channel, you will see ordinary people trying to defend themselves with a gun. And you can see that they've gone from plan A to plan B to, oh, no, I got to have plan C and D here if I'm going to save my life.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I've been through plans A, B, and C and D in the OR, and you know, fortunately, you know, plan D worked finally. But you know, with firearms, you have to have that almost that programming already. You know, you need to you know, look, see it coming, and to plan a way of avoiding it if you can, and if not, then, you know, you may have to defend yourself. But, you know, obviously we want to observe and we want to avoid if we can. And the other thing is you don't want to hesitate. And by knowing when you can and when you cannot use force, you know, it takes away some of the hesitation. And bad guys don't hesitate because they don't care. That's the thing. You know,
John, how about not just when you can, but when you – a cop taught me this. There's lots of times he said when I could defend myself. Now I'm wise enough to know when I have to.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
There's a difference between can and should.
Yeah.
Yeah. And certainly there are other options other than using deadly force. And you know, but when you need to use deadly force, then you have to make that decision and execute it, you know, at the most opportune moment. Because that's the other thing is that tactical patience thing. And we see examples of that over and over and over again, even on your show. You know, how many times you talk about the guy who waited and waited until the guy, you know, was distracted or and then he pulled his gun out and then he defended himself.
Right. Was it you who said this, Bob? You want to avoid a gunfight?
At all costs, yes.
You'd much rather be involved in a shooting than a gunfight.
Yes, yes, yes. However, there's sometimes you can't cannot avoid the gunfight because guess what? It's a fight, and the fight is on, and the bad guy brings it to you, like John just said, and the bad guy 95% of the time he's the one that dictates how the fight goes down, how it starts, and how it goes down. You're in a reactionary position.
And we'll talk about more when we come back from this break on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. you will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Self-Defense Gun Stories. My co-host, Bob Main, is from Handgun World Podcast. We also have with us tonight Dr. John Adeen from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We're all training junkies. We all shoot, but we're trying to learn the things that tell us we really don't know near as much as we do. Bob, what do you think?
I agree, and, you know, I wanted to ask John something that we started in the last segment. John, tell the listening audience how many hours of firearms training you've taken.
I've taken about 750 hours of training. And
only?
Yeah, 750 hours and 200 in the last year. So last year was a big training year for me, and I already have, you know, some training planned out for next year.
I would call that continuing education.
Yeah, and it's skill building too, and you know it's interesting. You learn something new from every class you take, and I've retaken some classes. I've even retaken some of yours, and I always learn something new. There's always a new angle on the same information, and different instructors treat the same things differently as well. And so there's always a different way of doing things, and you have to figure out what works best for you with the build of your body, with your athletic abilities or lack of ability. I have arthritic hands, and so I have to learn to adapt to arthritis So there's a lot of things that you can learn by taking training. And if you just, you know, wait till you're put in the position where you have to, you know, defend your life, you may not have, you know, may not have time to figure out the answer to that problem that you're having.
Well, yeah.
John, I got to ask you, as a surgeon, you get to plan because you, I mean, I guess the guys who don't are called ER or you know, ER surgeons, right? Trauma surgeons.
Yeah, trauma surgeons. But even they plan, too, but because they get diagnostic studies and they kind of know what they're going after.
Okay. But for self-defense.
Yeah, you don't. You can't
plan. Do you think you're well trained?
I think I have fairly good training, but you don't know because you never know what the circumstance is going to be. As Bob said, you know, it's the bad guy that picks the time and the place. And most of us are going to probably be in a position where we're surprised when the attack comes. And they do it on purpose that way. They want to get you when you're not paying attention, when you're distracted, when you're loading the groceries in your car, or your kid's acting out and you're trying to calm your kid down. And that's when they're going to come from your blind side and attack you.
John, there was this cult of very polite British robbers that would, you know, schedule their attacks with you so you weren't, you know, that way you weren't as inconvenienced, but they sort of died out.
Yeah, they didn't last very long.
They didn't last. John, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this because we all know you're a medical doctor and you are the membership director for Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Talk about hospitals for a minute. Why are they probably not as safe as we think?
Well, you know, talking with Lloyd last hour, you guys were talking about, you know, churches being sanctuaries and hospitals are considered sanctuaries as well. But they're also soft targets. And if you look at most hospitals, they may or may not have armed police officers at the entrances. Most of the security guards are not armed. They carry tasers or whatever. Most of the time, they're basically kind of like the guy on the commercial who's, you know, I'm a monitor, you know, we're being robbed. I'm not going to stop anything. I'm just telling you we're being robbed. And the security guards at a lot of the hospitals, their job is to, you know, get on the radio and call for help. Well, that doesn't do any good. Last month, there was an incident that happened in the Cincinnati psychiatric emergency room where a guy comes in the front door, goes through the metal detector, starts emptying his pockets, and then he pulls his guns out and shoots the unarmed security guard and then runs out the front door. And the guy chases after him and he's about ready to get into his car and he realizes, oh, I left my keys at the metal detector. I got to go back and get my keys. And by that point, then armed police officers came by and they, you know, he started shooting at the cops and then the cops, you know, started shooting back and then he committed suicide. But this is a situation where you're in an emergency room. They got metal detectors, but they don't have an armed guy there. You know, how effective is that? What if that guy just said, okay, I'm shooting that guy. Now I'm going in and I'm going to just start killing people in this hospital. There would have been nothing to stop him until the cop that was, you know, in a different building or outside had a chance to catch up with him. And he's following the bodies, basically. You know, that's not security as far as I'm concerned.
And your story you just told pretty much proves how non-armed security guards are kind of useless.
Yeah, they're not very effective when it comes against an armed attacker. And, you know, and I've written and talked about, you know, terrorism against hospitals worldwide and all this kind of stuff. And if you have an organized group that's out there to create havoc and to, you know, make the news and to, you know, hold a city hostage, you know, an unarmed security guard is not going to help. They're basically just going to be the first victim. Because they're readily identifiable as an authority figure. And like in places like the Chechen guys in Budenovsk, Russia, the first thing they did was they shot all the uniformed police officers. They rounded them up and used them as examples and saying, you know what, if you want to try to resist us, this is what's going to happen to you. And all those hostages were pacified by that. And this is the kind of techniques that those guys use. So this is kind of a scary you know, introduction to what's going on, you know, and we better know that this is going to, you know, that those are all practices for what's going to come here.
Well, let's face it, terrorists attacked nightclubs in France, a gun-free zone nightclub, right? They attacked a gun-free zone soccer stadium. They've attacked a gun-free hospital and a gun-free theater in Russia. Anybody else notice a trend?
And schools.
Gun-free.
Don't forget the schools.
Yes.
Gun-free schools all over the place in Russia, in the United States, everywhere. They're easy targets.
Wait, hey, John, is it sort of common knowledge that leaving the hospital is a really vulnerable place to be robbed?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there are reports of that happening all the time. Where I work, a lot of the staff, they're in an off-site parking lot and they have to take a shuttle bus. So how hard is it if you're a robber just to hang out in the parking lot, wait for the shuttle bus to show up, wait for a nurse who's, coming out of her, coming off the bus with her purse, walking up to her car, and you just walk around the car, put a gun in her face and say, give me your stuff, or worse.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens a lot. And, yeah. And those parking lots, those nurses are coming off shift at 11 o'clock at night sometimes. And, there's nobody there to look after them. And they can't pack because they're gun-free zones. They can't carry their guns in the hospital because, it's illegal. And, of course, we're law-abiding people. And so, it's, as we say, they're victim disarmament zones. They really are.
When we come back after this break, I want to hear sort of the highlights. You've taken some pretty exotic training, things I haven't done, maybe some things I haven't even imagined. And then I want you to talk a little bit about Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We'll do all that when we come back after this break on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. He's Bob Main. Do you see how many people it takes to replace Bill Frady?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
From the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast. And tonight we have Dr.
John Edeen from DRGO, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And I'm the membership director, so I might as well put a quick plug in. So all those people who are interested in the Second Amendment and are healthcare providers, although you don't have to be a healthcare provider, we would appreciate if you go to drgo.us and see what we do and participate if you want to. That would be really great. We would enjoy having you on board.
Before we go on, I have to say thank you. Bill Frady's been traveling. I've had a great time. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't have gotten the chance to talk to such fascinating people if Bill hadn't let me take care of his show when he was.
Yeah,
over.
I agree. That's been my major takeaway from being able to do this for Bill, is talking to all these fabulous guests.
John, now that this is our last segment, you know, we're going to have to wait a year to do this again, maybe. before you tell us about Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and what's latest with them, tell me, you've taken some pretty exotic training, things that I can't do. But that's not where you started. Tell me about the stair steps to get there.
Well, you know, first of all, like most people, I started my training with concealed handgun licensure and certification. But I realized that there was more. And so, I started off going to Front Sight, and then I started doing some Rob Pinkus classes, and then I took like a MAG 40 class. Now, that's Masada Youth Group, and Mass talks about the armed citizen rules of engagement, and also half of his class is the kind of the legal stuff, and the other half is how to shoot a gun, and you have to qualify at the end of the class. He makes you take a specific test. And so that was my introduction to Masada Yub, and since then I've actually taken his MAG 80 and MAG 120, and each the numbers really represent how many hours of training you've taken with Masada Yub. And the MAG 80 class, you not only do you do pistols, but you do long guns, and you do, you know, shooting from around barriers, and, you know, shooting from the ground at distance with a pistol. And there's more legal training involved in that. And then you also learn about weapons retention and weapons retrieval. And I did that a couple of years ago at the Firearms Academy in Seattle. I've done training, you know, I've been to like, Rangemaster Tactical, and you know, I've been to the Pauly Palooza this past year. But the highlight of my training this year was Mag 120, rather, which is the third level class. And go ahead.
John, have you ever been to Gunsight yet?
I have not. That's on my bucket list. That's a place that I definitely want to go.
Yeah, me too.
And I also want to do some John Farnham.
Yes.
And we got to do John Farnham because he's not a spring chicken anymore. And just like Masad Ayoub. Masad Ayoub is going to be 70 this year. And, you know, we want to take advantage of people who can teach us things and they have a lifetime of experience. And that's the thing, you know, smart people learn from other people's mistakes. They don't have to make the mistake themselves. And so learn from other people's experience. And so this Mag 120 class, we did all kinds of interesting things. First of all, he required us to put together a talk so we're becoming the instructor, instructor's instructor. And so we talked about threat mitigation and I chose, of course, threat mitigation in hospitals. That's something that I know a little something about. But we became practitioners of weapons retention and retrieval. We took his qualifications at double and triple speed, which means that you have half and one third the time to do that test that you take at Mag 40. We did shotgun qualifications. We did we had a presentation on first aid of gunshots.
Did you teach that?
No, actually, we had an EMT from Georgia teach that. I participated and you know with my and we also had a nurse there. We had a couple of nurses there too, so we had a lot of medical expertise. So that was pretty good. We did a mirror image qualification, which means if you're right-handed, you shoot most of your shooting left-handed, except for when you're doing the weak hand shooting and you use that with your dominant hand. But you basically take it like, you know, you're the other's handedness. We took a Florida state police qualification test. We did an FBI shotgun qualification. We also did, which was we called it the Valley of Death, which was shooting from a moving vehicle from the passenger seat.
And Matt
is driving the car, and we're going down this canyon with steel targets. And he's wearing a vest because you don't know what's going to happen. But we did night fire training. We did we taught new shooters. I mean, it's just a fantastic class. We learned about Kubaton too.
That completely answers the question, Bob. I'm sorry. Yeah. Advanced shooting is not basic shooting done to higher standards.
I agree. I've actually changed my opinion on that in the recent years.
Yeah. And then the next level class I'm taking this summer. So that's going to be even more of that stuff. And plus, we're going to be instructing people how to do our disarming techniques and our retention techniques, people who are going to be going to Afghanistan. So that's serious stuff. So we become the practitioner and then we become an instructor. We're teaching Kubaton, we're teaching weapons retention and retrieval. So it's top notch training and that's what I'm looking for, you know. And I'm sure there's more stuff out there and you know there's a lot of great instructors out there and you can learn something from everybody. So that's why I train.
Doc, you've only got 2.5 minutes now, and we thought we were going to talk about doctors for responsible gun ownership for the hour. In just, you know, 2 minutes, how is that going? Where does it stand?
Well, you know, of course, we're a growing organization, and, I'm the membership director, so all the people who join, I get emails from when they join up. And we also have the program called 2adoc.com, which I think is something that's worth talking about because it's really a service that we've decided to come up with for the average patient. And what it is we're putting together a cadre of physicians who will not ask you, you know, do you own a gun? Do you store it safely? You know, all this kind of stuff. The stuff that the antis are using as weapons against us. Now, if you want to have a conversation with your two-way doc about your guns, that's fine, but it's not going to be that kind of conversation. And so what we really need is healthcare providers who are willing to participate to go to 2adoc.com and sign up. Once we get enough providers, then the patient side of the house will start matching them up If you do desire to have a doctor that will respect your Second Amendment rights and your privacy, you can still go to the 2adoc.com and sign up as a patient. And as soon as we get enough people, we'll start matching people up. So, and that was the kind of the brainchild of Arthur Pushpinda, who is our project director now. Tim Wheeler retired about a year ago from full time. Of course, he's still around. He's our mentor and a great guy.
And John, that website is the number 2 and then the letter A, doc.com, right?
That's correct. And our standard website is drgo.us, and you can get to 2adoc.com from there too.
Okay. Good stuff. Rob, looks like we've got, what, about a minute and 20 seconds left or so?
We do. Bob, why don't you tell people where they can find more about – are you still doing your Preppers podcast?
No. I stopped that about a year ago.
Okay.
But you can find me at Handgun World Podcast, and that website is handgunworld.com. I'm also on iTunes and every other place that plays good podcasts. So once again, that's handgunworld.com, Handgun World Podcast.
Now, you have the Shooters Club there, don't you?
Yes, Ben Branham at Modern Self-Protection and I, we've been teaming together for about 4 years, putting out some very good instructional videos, and that's called the Shooters Club. You can find that at shootersclubmembers.com, shootersclubmembers.com.
John, where are your articles at DRGO?
Yeah, they're on drgo.us, and you can just go by author and just find me and then click on it. Also, a lot of the radio shows and podcasts like this one will actually end up being linked there. So if you want to go back and listen to this or some of my stuff.
Lock and Load Radio, Bill will be back on Monday. Thanks so much for being with us.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.